Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say, there's a little rhythm, 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 the pit-pats through my brain. So darn persistent, the day isn't distant.
This is Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. So many songs about dating, about stepping out with your baby, with or without top hat, white tie, and tails. So it comes as a pleasant diversion to spend an evening at home. That's usually for the married folks, still in love, but with nothing to prove.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
Jubilation and insinuation. Staying home can be about anything from too much going out to intimations of intimacy to having something in mind. As always with songs, each one finds its own spot, its own point of view, its own angle of vision to explore for 32 bars. Eddie Cantor has the answer he wants. Bobby Short is hopeful and insinuating. Cantor sings his own "We're Staying Home Tonight," and Short follows with Cole Porter's "Why Don't We Try Staying Home."
Thank you for your cordial invitation, Mrs. Jones, but with nightclub life, we're through. Non-essential spending brings inflation, Mrs. Jones, so here's what we're planning to do. We're staying home tonight, my baby and me, doing the patriotic thing. I've got my income tax return to hurdle, and she'll be saving mileage on her girdle. Don't want to roam tonight, we're snug as can be, hoping the phone will never ring. The landlord never told us when we moved in this flat that you can use a fireside for more than a chat. We're staying home tonight, my baby and me, doing the patriotic thing. We're staying home tonight, baby and me, having the patriotic time. It's not that mommy doesn't trust her poppy, it's just that we don't trust our old jalopy. Don't want to roam tonight, we're snug as can be, being alone is just sublime. While I sit in my slippers and munch a piece of fruit, she'll iron out the wrinkles in my victory suit. We're staying home tonight, my baby and me, having a patriotic time. We'll play a game of rummy, it's cheaper than the Ritz. The winner wins a kiss, and just in case of a blitz, we're staying home tonight, my baby and me, having a patriotic time. Coffee could be sweeter when I'm not in the dumps, 'cause every time she hugs me, it's like two extra lumps. We're staying home tonight, baby and me, having a patriotic time.
I long to see by the fireside my girl with me sitting by her side. Tried everything else twice, so why don't we try staying home? Let us begin to cut the folks who merely strut and talk of nothing but their incomes. Let's have no further use for going on the loose the moment orange juice and gin comes. Our little love affair will make us cease to care how many parties they're giving. We're done with being smart, and so we're going to start to learn the gentle art of living. Thank you. we know. Pay for it later in Reno. Just being still might give us a brand new thrill. So why don't we try staying home? Wouldn't that be nice? We've tried everything else twice. So why don't we try staying home?
Eddie Cantor, We're Staying Home Tonight, and Bobby Short, Why Don't We Try Staying Home? You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. You heard me right. Love songs about married folks. Surprisingly, most of these songs are from the 1920s. Whoever expected flappers and sheiks to tie the knot, settle down, and go respectable? But despite all those spicy songs about rousing and carousing and raising more than a little hell, those peppery youngsters found themselves wedded and bedded and thoroughly happy with the nest they planned to build. Al Friedman's orchestra building a nest for Mary, and the Ambrose Orchestra, Little Dream Nest.
Got a lot of little things to do. Gotta make a little dream come true. Morning, night, and I'm doing my best. Building a nest for Mary. Planning on a little bungalow. Where a lot of little roses grow. Morning, night, and I'm doing my best. Building a nest for Mary. Someday we'll rock away our cares. In our rocking chairs. Wind the clock. Thank you.
up the hill,
climbing up the hill,
by the water mill,
by the water mill,
to a little green nest
when shadows fall.
How I love to dream,
how I love to dream,
where the embers gleam,
where the embers gleam,
in a little green nest
as night birds fall. I possess a happiness that's worth more than gold.
What a thrill to climb the hill, to have and to hold.
Sweetie at the door,
sweetie at the door,
baby on the floor,
baby on the floor,
in a little dream nest that I call home.
From 1929, Al Friedman's orchestra building a nest for Mary, and from 1928, the Ambrose Orchestra with Little Dream Nest. Songs let you take things a step at a time. Desire turns into action, emotion to behavior, determination to proposal. You know what you want and set out to achieve it. Could there be something more suited to a popular song, to what it can do within its limits? Gladys Rice and Billy Murray, Marion, You'll Soon Be Marion Me.
Wedding time, ringing merrily.
Wedding time, don't need a thing for me.
Dearie, won't you answer yes and name the happy day?
Baby, it's here, in about a year, that is
for I can't wait until I make you mine. Marion, stop tarrying, come on and be my bride, dear.
Just wait a little longer for waiting. This love grows stronger.
Here's the ring and everything. Just let me see you smile.
Ooh.
From 1920, Billy Murray and Gladys Rice with Nelson Ingham, George B. McConnell, Frank Kinzel, and Chris Smith's Marion, You'll Soon Be Marrying Me. Before long, you pop the question and start to figure out what happens after the wedding. Notice the importance of finding a place to live and how often it's expressed in romantic terms. Not merely an apartment, but a nest, a place where romantic dreams are about to come true. These songs reinvent the old 19th century idea of family life. Domesticity, but with a modern, sexier twist. Fred Waring's orchestra with James Hanley and Eddie Dowling's Little White House, and Philip Chaffin and Heidi Bickenstaff with Jerome Kern and P.G. Woodhouse's Nesting Time in Flatbush.
I've always liked the sort of song you hear so much today, called When It's Something or Other Time in some place far away. Oh, tulip time in Holland, a pleasant time must be, while summer's strong for apple blossom time in Normandy. But there's another time and place that makes a hit with me. When it's nesting time in Flatbush, we will take a little flat. We'll put welcome on the mat, where there's room to swing a cat. I'll hang up my hat in our Flatbush flat. Life will be so sweet with you.
When it's nesting time in Flatbush, on Flatbush Avenue.
town. It's wiser not to lean on the walls because they might fall down. It's rather badly lighted, which makes it hard to see.
The neighbors play the gramophone each night till after three.
Fish gotta swim and birds gotta fly. La 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 la. Can't help.
I'm gonna try to rock it down.
But it would be a paradise if shared my love with thee.
When it's nesting time in flat bush, as you heard us say before, oh, we couldn't love it more if it faced an ocean shore. Hand in hand we'll soar to the seventh floor, and we'll start to bill and coo. When it's nesting time in flat bush, on Flatbush Avenue.
Fred Waring's orchestra, Little White House, and Philip Chaffin and Heidi Bickenstaff, Nesting Time in Flatbush. In a happy time of life during a largely happy decade, anticipation and confidence became pretty much the same thing. You work and you save and you'll be ready in spring, because you've been feathering the nest. And that's what makes you happy. It may not be what you expect from the 1920s, but it's what you get surprisingly often. Gus Arnheim's orchestra with Milt Ager and Jack Yellen's 1929, I'm Feathering a Nest.
I go around the town, happy all the time, never wear a frown, 'cause I know that I'm feathering a nest for a little bluebird. I'm busy as a bee, saving every dime, working play to me, 'cause I know that I'm feathering a nest for a little bluebird. I'll have it ready for her in spring. It's the cunningest thing, with a little lawn, and I got it on easy payment. There's a tiny room for another one, hope we have him soon, after I get done feathering a nest for a little bluebird.
Gus Arnheim's orchestra, I'm Feathering a Nest. The biggest surprise in these songs is the way they extend romantic love, sexual desire, and playfulness into marriage. Here are two of the best romantic love songs, complete with sexual implications. Love songs about marriage and married lovers. The sexiness is still there, but joined now to images of domesticity. Bing Crosby with Richard Rodgers and Lorenz Hart's 1925 Blue Room, and Gene Austin with Walter Donaldson and George Whiting's 1927 My Blue Heaven.
We'll have a blue room, a new room for two room, where every day's a holiday because you're married to me. Not like a ballroom, a small room, a hall room, where I can smoke my pipe away with your wee head upon my knee. We will thrive on, keep alive on, just nothing but kisses with Mr. and Mrs. on a little blue chair. You'll sew your trousseau, Robinson Crusoe is not so far from worldly care as our blue room far away upstairs. Thrive on, keep alive on, just nothing but kisses with Mr. and Mrs. Sitting on a little blue chair. You'll sew your trousseau, and Mr. Robinson Crusoe is not so far from worldly care as our blue room far away upstairs. It's a new room, and it's a blue room just for you and I.
Happy am I. grass nestles where the roses bloom. Just Molly and me, and baby makes three. We hurry to one blue heaven.
Bing Crosby, Blue Room, and Gene Austin, My Blue Heaven. You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Married and settled at last. Of course, that means somebody has to go to work. And in the 1920s, that usually meant the man. At the end of the day, he returns, probably not to an apartment in Flatbush, but to a cottage or bungalow in the suburbs. It's practical, it's familiar, it's youthful, and it's romantic. From 1927, Harry Reaser's orchestra with Walter Donaldson's At Sundown.
Of love undying at sundown. Every little bird is resting and feather nesting at sundown. Each little rosebud is sleeping while shadows are creeping. In a little cottage cozy, the world seems rosy at sundown, where a loving smile will greet me and always meet me at sundown. I seem to sigh I'm in heaven when night is falling and love is calling me home.
Reaser's Orchestra at Sundown. Even newlyweds can find themselves going in different directions. We assume they're all young, but not necessarily. We also assume they're eloquent. Romantic, sure, eloquent up for grabs. Benjamin Sears with Irving Berlin's 1920, But She's Just a Little Bit Crazy About Her Husband, and Billy Murray with Berlin's 1912, Snooky Hookums.
Are feeling blue. Seems they don't know what to do. One little wonderful girl set all their hearts in a whirl. Ever since she came to town, she has turned things upside down. They'd love to speak of romance, but they never get the chance. She's so beautiful, oh so beautiful, but she's just the least bit crazy. She's so wonderful, oh so wonderful, but she's a nut, she's a nut. She looks like Tiffany's window, and she's got her jewels on. In her limousine, she looks like a queen, but she's just a little bit gone. All the boys in town follow her around, but she doesn't seem to know it. They have never met, for they never get an invitation to call. She's got a husband who is 80 years old. He's got a million and a terrible cold. She's just a little bit crazy about her husband, that's all. Girls in town wear a rather jealous frown. She has upset their affairs, taken the boys unawares. Still the boys are feeling blue. They are puzzled what to do. Her beauty drives them insane. Still they pursue her in vain. She's so beautiful, oh so beautiful, but she's just the least bit crazy. She's so wonderful, oh so wonderful, but she's a nut, she's a nut. She looks like Tiffany's window, and she's got her jewels on. In her limousine, she looks like a queen, but she's just a little bit gone. All the boys in town follow her around, but she doesn't seem to know it. They have never met, for they never get an invitation to call. She's got a husband who is 80 years old. He's got a million and a terrible cold. She's just a little bit crazy about her husband. That's all.
There's a married couple happily living in apartment 43. I live right next door in apartment 44. But they're a mushy, he and she. Mushing seems to be their specialty. It would start you walking if you heard them talking. All day long he calls her Snooky Hookums, Snooky Hookums. All they do is talk like babies. She's his jelly, elly roll. He's her sugar, sugar bowl. Here's the way they bill and coo. Poochie-woo, poochie-woo, poochie-woo. All night long he calls her Snooky Hookums, Snooky Hookums. All night long the neighbors shout, cut it out, cut it out, cut it out. They cry, for goodness sake, don't keep us all awake with your snooky, yooky, yooky baby talk. If you ever heard them a she song, if you saw how well they get along, you would bet your life that they weren't man and wife. He's a little fellow, 4 foot tall, weighing just 100, clothes and all. She's a great big lady, weighs 280. Just imagine a poor little shrimp calling 280 pounds. Snooky Oogums, Snooky Oogums. All they do is talk like babies. She's his yelly, yelly roll. He's her sugar, sugar bowl. Here's the way they bill and coo. Pudgy-woo, pudgy-woo, pudgy-woo. All night long he calls her Snooky Oogums, Snooky Oogums. All night long the neighbors shout, cut it out, cut it out, cut it out. They cry, for goodness sake, don't keep us all awake with your Snooky Ookie Ookie baby talk.
Benjamin Sears, But She's Just a Little Bit Crazy About Her Husband, and Billy Murray, Snooky Oogums. Songs about married lovers who choose to stay home persisted well beyond the 20s. They got more romantic, sexier, cooler, depending on the time that produced them. The songs feel different because decades have passed. Someone remembers where he used to live. The bouncy songs of returning from the first years of the century give way to something more reflective. Elsewhere, a young woman flips time. She anticipates what it will be like when she can remember back. Either way, home remains home. Ian Whitcomb, A Little Street Where Old Friends Meet, and Marnie Nixon, The Folks Who Live on the Hill.
Sick, heart sick, nothing seems real. That's how I feel today. Hometown, my town, I hear you call, calling me far away. I know a little street where old friends meet. I'd love to wander back someday. To you, it may be old and sort of tumbled down, but it means a lot to folks in my hometown. Although I'm rich or poor, I still feel sure I'm welcome as the flowers in May. It's just a little street where old friends meet and treat you in the same old way. Still feel sure I'm welcome
as the flowers in May. It's just a little street where all friends meet, and treat you in the same old way.
Ian Whitcomb with Harry Woods and Gus Kahn's 1932 A Little Street Where Old Friends Meet, and Marnie Nixon with Jerome Kern and Oscar Hammerstein's 1937 The Folks Who Live on the Hill. No song makes the case more directly than this one. It's a series of questions that answer themselves. Why do we need new views? Why bounce like a ball? Why ride at all? Why not be at home? Jonathan Schwartz, Why Go Anywhere at All?
Why go anywhere at all? Must the view be so new? You have me, I have you. All that we have to do is call. Why go bouncing like a ball?
up a hill, down a dale, where we won't get our mail. Must we ride, must we sail at all? Stay right here at home, stay where we're at home. Why go anywhere? Travel very well, and you peel in the sun, and your nails don't get done. Boats and trains aren't fun, they're hell. Stay right here at home, stay where we're at home. Why go anywhere? I have you, you have me. I have the flat, you have the key. So I go anywhere.
Jonathan Schwartz with Arthur Schwartz and Howard Dietz's 1961, Why Go Anywhere at All. A final song, this one defined by sophistication and wit, but sophistication and wit willingly set aside for something intimate, even snuggly. A world traveler would give up the pastimes in Paris, the soirees in Singapore, the cocktails in Capri in an instant. She'd gladly toss aside the clever rhymes and all the alliteration on the planet for an evening of doing what she really wants to do. As Dave Frischberg's lyric puts it, let's eat home. This is Rosemary Clooney.
Stroll on the Costa del Sol at sunrise, and to me Waikiki is the place to be, speaking fun-wise. I like to dine in a Florentine palazzo. You can laugh and call me fatso, that's okay by me. I like to stick with the first-class ticket buyers, setting trends with my trend-setting friends, the frequent flyers. I like to shop on the Champs-Élysées, eat curry in Old Bombay, and spend New Year's Eve in either Tel Aviv or Rome. But if it's all the same to you, let's eat home. I know a swell motel north of Kalispell, Montana. I like to eat in my suite at the Savoy Plaza, and I know a bar in Gaza where they serve goat lip tea. I jump a jet just to Samba one set in Rio.
to say hi, how's the folks? Maybe swap a few jokes with the trio. And then it's off to my condo in Spain, hang glide off the coast of Maine, and spend Labor Day in either Monterey or Nome. But if it's all the same to you, let's eat home.
Rosemary Clooney, Let's Eat Home. Domestic bliss is no purer than any other kind. It involves snuggling and cuddling and nuzzling, all of it under your own roof, as you settle down for a lifetime of satisfactions. Andrew Crouch is the senior audio producer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's Fascinating Rhythm.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating Rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. For a playlist of this week's program or to listen to Fascinating Rhythm online, visit WXXI.org/rhythm.